meditation is a single transcendental act which lifts humanity's eyes above the dirt.
The Breakfast Buffet on 95BFM, brought to you by the Student Radio Network.
Oh, hello. Hello, hello. Have we got an Anna there? Woohoo! Hello, can you hear us, Anna?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Excellent. Yeah. Hello to the mighty Manawa too. How's radio control this morning?
Ah, not too bad. Can't complain.
What's the weather out the window?
Oh, it's quite sunny.
Do you guys have windows in your studio, actually? That's an ignorant question, perhaps, but do you have a window in the control studio?
We do indeed, over half of the control studio.
Oh.
Yeah, like the perfect little corner of windows to look out and people watch.
Oh,
over
fabulous.
The
jealous.
Quite
That's
nice.
So good. We've got a wall outside. We like to moan about it quite a lot, but there's a lot of construction happening at the University of Auckland campus, and we have a very big wall outside. So we get a sliver of sunshine through the top, but a lovely view of some jib board.
Yeah, there's a ladder just above the wall, and sometimes we just see feet going up and down it. It's quite disconcerting.
It is. Hey, what's happening in Palmy this weekend? Because, I mean, we're all sort of hanging out at red light. I know there are still a few gigs ploughing ahead. Is there anything exciting or interesting going on?
Not really. not that I'm aware of. I think red sort of put everything on pause as of late. So how about you guys?
And it's much the same up here. There are a few gigs happening, but they're all seated and spaced out in very limited capacity. Whammy Bar, which is one of our bigger sort of local gig venues up here, they're doing a comedy night on Saturday, which will be good because it's kind of hard to get, you know, a whole big ruckus rock band in there at the moment. So they're getting a few comedians in to cheer people up, which is very nice. Tim Batt and a few friends of his. So that's a good thing happening up here. But yeah, it's also people are laying pretty low at the moment. But yeah, taking it as it comes a wee bit.
Yeah, for sure.
You've picked us an Elemeno Papayoya track. I'm obsessed with these guys. Tell us a wee bit about the song you've chosen.
Yeah, well, if you haven't heard any of their tracks, their EP or whatnot, before, so this is a track from a group of people, a group of friends, who got together to do banjo covers of LMNOP tracks.
Excellent.
So this was sort of spearheaded by Fee, who you may know from here at Control.
Mm-hmm.
They are our director. And I think our last local show of 2021, we made them interview themselves with a bunch of bands. And during that, they were talking about how they got, they found a banjo. They've been playing it non-stop, and they've been playing these songs non-stop. And they wanted to record it. The next day, they asked a couple friends, then a couple more, thinking that people would say no, they didn't. so there's like 10 people on this.
That's so good.
Track.
A 10-person banjo cover Elemeno P band is, you know, the thing, the stuff that dreams are made of.
Yeah. Well, I think their track, Urban Getaway, was number one in the SRN top. Yesterday?
Oh, 10 out of 10. Nice.
I believe so, but I'm going to play you Weed Out, which is a track that just had a music video come out.
Oh, awesome.
With lots of friendly cows.
Oh, that's so
nice.
Good.
Hanging out in some paddocks at Massey.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to playing that. We've given you Matthew Lumber, a.k.a. Blue Mount Lumber's new single, which is called Sun Revenger. He's played in a bunch of bands in the past. You might, if you've seen Emily Adrosa play in recent years, he's been in her touring band. But this is his solo project, which he's sort of had on the burn for about 5 years and decided to finally whip out an EP, which he's still working on. So he's given us two singles so far. This is the new one, and it's about kind of being a bit of a teenage burnout.
Being a grump,
kicking against the bricks kind of thing. So it's really good. And I feel like we had Matthew up on the show the other day for a chat about it. And we were all sort of saying it kind of reads differently, like a lot of music does at the moment in the pandemic, as that kind of, you just got to find a way to get through it. So you don't, you know, absolutely crash and burn in the sort of times that we're living through. So if you want to read it like that, you can. That's not where he was writing it from, but I definitely am taking a wee bit of that out of it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Songs can have many meanings. I guess so.
Exactly. It's all up to the listener. Hey, Anna, thanks for chatting with us. I hope you have a great day in the mighty Manawatu, and we will talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, awesome. Would you like to introduce track?
Yes. Okay, this is, if you're listening in Radio Control, you're about to listen to Blue Mount Lumber with Sun Revenger. Would you like to introduce the one up here?
And if you are up north in Auckland, you will be hearing Alameno Puffy, or yeah. Weed out. Enjoy.
Kia ora. Thanks, Anna.
See ya.
Took a sip back, so I played myself out. Sip from my fingers, don't smoke the weed out. Till the cows come home, I don't know where I let myself go. I don't know if I'm ever gonna let it go.
That is Alameno Papa Yoya with Weed Out, their fantastic Alameno P cover. As Anna from Radio Control mentioned, they have just put a new music video out this week, so you can go and check out some lovely bucolic Manawatu cows.
Togetherness, you know?
The Breakfast Buffet on 95 BFM, brought to you by the Student Radio Network.
Thank-